This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Do everything we can to help you out today. Number of questions go all over the place. We can go with lawns. We can go with different types of plants. We can go with pretty much anything you guys are looking to do. Here to answer those questions for you. Nathan, do we still have a call on the line from before?
Boy, do we. Daryl is in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, you know, basically that... If you can't put it alongside a grass-fed ribeye steak and eat it, I'm not too good at anything growing, so I have a question on morning glories turning yellow from the top down. I was thinking along the lines of not watering deep enough, but I shall defer to you. That's the first one. Second one is a guy that's putting the poisons on his lawn there to kill all the weeds. And I think you ought to try a soil test and maybe push the pH up past 7 for a little while to see if that discourages them. And third, you may hear the sound of a helicopter outside this afternoon, and that's the Dartmouth helicopter coming to get you. They're going to rush you up to the surgical suite to surgically remove the pronunciation loom from the vocabulary.
Well, I'll keep my eyes out for that one.
I tried doing it right there.
Thanks for the heads up there. But yeah, I do agree with the soil test there, trying to bring that pH level up. A lot of times when you bring loam or loom into your property, it's usually at a neutral level or below. Nothing's really added to it as it's brought to your property. A lot of times they're taking it from areas that have been stripped of the area, put it through a screener, and then it goes into a truck from there. Right. There's no lime added to it, no fertilizer, no chemicals to try and kill any weed seeds. It's just fresh. They keep it organic by doing that.
They just add an invoice with it and send it.
Exactly. They can't call it organic because they don't know where, you know, all the elements that have come from before it. But right, they don't add anything because if they start to add products to it to kill some of these things, it doesn't become as user-friendly.
Right.
So that's why you're going to find weed seeds in some of that. So
sometimes a lot of them.
Yes. Now, as far as the morning glories, how often are you watering them?
Well, this is a friend just asked a question.
Yep.
I don't know exactly but I'm under the impression that it's probably not being watered deep enough.
Okay.
To now, get down to the way down to the roots. That's generally when they turn yellow from the top down. That's a sign of not enough water.
Yeah, they're drying out. They're
drying out.
Stressed out a little bit too much based on it. You know, I always like to, when it comes to watering, no matter what it is use the trickle method of the hose, putting it on the right base of it, letting it sit. You know, for something that is more herbaceous and it's not woody, maybe 5 minutes letting it sit that way. Because you don't want the water to sit too much next to the stem, especially when it's, not as woody. The woody structure wouldn't rot as quickly, comparatively. But leaving it on that trickle, getting that area, that deep soakings would help. Definitely to help keep it green. The other thing is, if there's been any fertilization, sometimes, if there hasn't been, it will be weak that way as well. It won't just be show the water. It'll show the it'll go to those lime green to yellow leaves because it's got nutrient deficiency on there as well. So that could have a little bit to do with it. See when the last time they were fertilized, if they were done. Add maybe a little bit of iron to it to help green up the rest of the plant. But I think the watering is going to be part of it. Checking on the fertilization, see when the last time that was done. Maybe it's being done too often and causing that to stress out a little bit, looking for the fertilizer. Or sometimes what will happen, too, is if it was done once and then isn't done again, sometimes that'll stress the plant out, too, because it's looking for that extra food that you've been giving it. So that could be part of it. I'm sure it's in a mostly sunny location, so it's probably fine with the conditions. But you could be right on there with that, with the watering, just based on it coming from the top down.
All right. We're good.
All right, Daryl. I'll keep an eye out for the copters.
Yeah, listen to that whooping sound in the air.
I'm going to try to keep in different locations today, so I won't have to worry.
Right. Duck and weave.
All right. Thanks, Daryl. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Richard's in Canton, Mass.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I'm calling because I'm getting close to lawn rejuvenation period, and my soil pH level right now is at 6.0, and I want to add some gypsum because the base soil has a bit of clay in it. My question is, if I add the gypsum, will that lower the pH and make it more difficult for the grass to take up fertilizer this fall?
Well, so it might do that because of the fact that what gypsum does is it not only breaks down that clay, but it also breaks down elements that are in the soil that might be too much and allow it to flow freely through there. That being said, you can actually use a lime, a fast-acting lime, for your lawn at the same time. So you're not, you don't just have to put the gypsum and then hope that, the pH doesn't go down. Because your pH that you're looking for a lawn is a 6.5 to 6.8. With it being at 6 at this point, you want to get higher on there. Putting the gypsum down to break up the clay is fine, but add the high efficiency lime. The Bonide has a product called Turf Turbo. What that is a fast acting lime. So instead of just putting a regular pelletized lime, this is one where you can put it at double the rate. Okay, so you'd put it at 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So they sell a 30-pound bag, so that would be a 2,500 square feet. of an area that it would cover. You can do this in 2 to 3 applications at the same time as using the gypsum. Okay, so that they're going to react to each other the right way. It's not going to affect the lawn. So you can put down that gypsum, and at the same time, you can put down that turf turbo, the high-efficiency lime, down. Okay, are you going to use just the regular pelletized gypsum, or are you going to use like a faster-acting gypsum?
No, I would use a faster-acting gypsum. I've used a popular alternative fast-acting lime, which really did a good job because my soil pH level was lower than the 6.0, and it brought it up to 6.0 pretty quickly.
Did you use that this year or last year?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It was in the spring.
Okay, whichever lime you use is fine to do. The fast-acting lime, again, you can use it 3 applications to bring it up almost a full point. So if you did it in the spring, you could have done it 6 weeks after, and then 6 weeks after that. So what I'd like to see you do is do it, you know, you can do it today. You could use both of them today at the 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet on either one of them. To break down that soil and to feed it at the same time. And then you could actually do it again in 6 weeks from now. And that's really going to help you. Now we're going to a break. If you want, I can go a little bit more over after on the other side of the break. So hang tight for me.
I'd like to hold on.
Okay, great. Yep, we're just going to go to a break. I don't want to cut you off, so we'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Richard in regards to the lawn and using some gypsum and using getting the pH up a little bit more. Richard, it seemed like you had another question going on with this as well.
I've got a... two quick ones. One is, if I put down multiple applications of the lime, if I put one down, let's say today, when can I put down the next application?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Okay. Yeah. So really one now and then in the fall sometime.
Exactly.
The second question that I have is that I've got some grass seed. It's a good quality grass seed from one of your sponsors. And it's a couple of years old. Because of some work I'm having done around the yard, I'm going to have to reseed. Can I use that or do I have to use fresh grass seed?
When you say a couple of years, how old is it?
It's probably two and a half years, not longer than that, though.
Okay. Now, did you store it in a like basement or garage or something like that?
Yeah, it's in a dry. It's been stored in a dry location.
Okay. So what will happen a lot of times with grass seed is they lose about less than a percentage of germination when it comes to something along those lines. So you should be fine, to be honest, with it, without worrying too much about it. What I would suggest is maybe going a little bit heavier with the grass seed when you're putting it down instead of using the rate. So you're going to do like an overseeding because you do have parts of the lawn that are working in some of the areas. So usually what they say for new seeding, they say about between 3 and 5 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Where if it's overseeding, it's between 2 and 4 pounds.
Yeah.
So I'd go on the heavier part of it.
Okay.
Just based on some of the germination. Now, all germination will say it's like 99-point-something% of germination based on the inert ingredients that are on there that could just pop in. So you lose, like I said, about a percentage each season. So you're probably only down to like 96-95% of germination. So it's not that big of a deal for you.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
But I'd like I said, I'd still go on the heavier side, open it up a little bit more, just to be safe, because you never know if that percentage is all going to be together. You know what I mean? It just depends on the seed. So I think it's going to be fine for you. You can put down a starter fertilizer. Make sure you do that first. Okay, you could use the starter fertilizer at the same time as you're using the gypsum and the lime. Just do them all separately. Don't do them mixed in the same spreader. Always do each application on its own time, even with the seed. Never mix the seed with anything. So, you know, and it doesn't have to be on a different day. It can literally be right after another. I always put down the grass seed last. Okay, the reason being is, so you're putting three other types of palletized fertilizer down. Grass seed, you don't want to walk over it. You know, if you look at how everybody does it, they water it and they kind of keep everybody off of it for the first couple weeks. Well, if you put it down first and then walk over it three more times, you're more than likely going to move some of that seed around. It's not going to be sticking in that same spot. So put the fertilizers down because they're all pellets. They all break down over time. You're going to walk on them. It's going to push them into the soil, help break them down a little bit quicker. And that's why I do the seed last, especially if there's any, you know, dew or water on the lawn itself. It's going to stick right to your feet, and you might have some footprints all over that lawn when you're, you know, when it comes time and they germinate.
Okay. I just have one kind of follow-up information for you.
Yep.
This season I used Protolizer, the natural alternative product.
Yep.
And I just wanted to, in a sense, report that I've had an awful lot of success with that.
Great.
In two areas. It's really helped bring back, I have some Delaware Valley white azaleas. And those things just exploded.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a public outcry on social media and elsewhere, Universal Pictures says it will not release a controversial film at the end of next month, as originally planned.
It's just business. Hunting human beings for sport.
That's from the trailer for the movie The Hunt, in which a dozen conservatives wake up in a clearing and realize they're being stalked for sport by elite liberals. A source at the Comcast-owned studio says the decision not to release it was a tough call for the company, but after the recent mass shootings, they realized it was the right thing to do. Two investigations underway after Jeffrey Epstein's death in a jail cell, the 66-year-old convicted sex offender and multimillionaire committing suicide, it appears, yesterday morning by hanging himself. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Richard, and cut off by the commercial break, so I apologize, Richard.
I just wanted to comment, Patrick, that the Protolizer product was really solved a problem, because I had been struggling with the azaleas for some time, and the problem really is the soil composition that's not optimal, and that Protolizer seemed to solve that problem. The other thing that it really did too was that it was very, very helpful on boxwoods that I have that were stressed due to some fungus growth. But I just wanted to pass that on to your listeners for their own benefit.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. It's good to hear from someone else other than myself that it does work. It does a lot of great things for your garden, for what you're looking to do. So, you know, it can also, it doesn't just, help bring things back. What I'd like to see you also do, Richard, you could actually use the lime, and you could use that fast-acting lime to actually help some of your plants as well in the garden. Some of it, some of them will need a little bit of boost in the pH, and that's what it can do for you as well. But using that Protolizer is make sure you use it a couple times for anybody who's, thinking about it, because it does, run out after a period of time in the soil.
I see. Adding the pH, will that affect the bloom production on flowers and shrubs?
It shouldn't. The pH level on a lot of plants needs to be a neutral based or close to neutral, in the 6 to 6.5 range, depending upon if they're evergreens. Some evergreens will take more acidity. But something like the, you know, your azalea, your boxwood, maybe just use a little bit of it just to give it something as well. It will work with that fertilizer you've been working with at the same time. But adding it to the garden beds will help some things that are looking for a little bit more neutral to higher pH.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you, and have a good day. The information is very, very helpful. The thing that I was really struggling with was how to manage the clay composition and the pH level in the soil. But knowing that I can put them down simultaneously really is going to be a big help for what
It's definitely something that is not out there as much. You think when you're using gypsum, it's going to clear everything out, so it's going to affect the lime that you're doing. But it's going to work together. They're really going to be beneficial because that gypsum, what it does is it not only breaks up the clay, but it allows any of the nutrients that are sitting in there to become more active and work with that fast-acting lime. So those two together will definitely be beneficial.
Okay, well, thank you, and have
Thanks,
a good
Richard.
Day, Patrick.
You too. Bye-bye. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give the roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables, and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so we're going to go right to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning. I got two questions.
Okay.
One about my rose bush and one about irises. First, on the rose bush, I was wondering, could I still feed it yet? My brother had trimmed it back earlier this summer.
Oh, definitely.
And you can feed it now?
Yeah, I would use something along the lines of the rose tone. Roses are a little bit heavier feeders, so they can be fed once a month.
Mm.
So you should be fine to do that now, and you might even be able to do it in September again.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. And my iris, I was in a flood, and I think the water got up to my iris. Now they're looking a little brown at the tip. Do you think I should just cut that off and feed them, or?
So it's just brown on the tips of it?
Oh, look, yeah, it looks brown on the tip. I had some that are rebloomers, but I don't know. The one didn't bloom, and now the water got on them, so I don't know what to do, if I should just cut off that brown and feed them, or?
I would definitely cut off the brown. I'd look at feeding them as well. So sometimes what will happen with the floods, it will leach out some of the system and take some of those other nutrients. So to give back to the plant is going to be helpful.
Yeah.
So I'd look at doing that just to really give it something back.
What do you feed the iris?
So you could use something along the lines of like a plant tone. Mm-hmm. You could also use a wettable powder, so a liquid form, like a Miracle-Gro or one of those types.
Oh, yeah?
To give them something back. But I'd use a plant tone at this point and water it in. Just based on, you know, the leaching of the system is going to be a lot of the nutrients have been gone based on that flood that you had.
Mm-hmm. And can I ask you one more?
Sure.
I cut our baby breath bush soon after it bloomed, but now it's getting real high again. Do you think I could tip that off a little or not?
You could. You definitely could.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just if it's gotten too big, you might just not get, you know, some of that rebloom, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to rebloom anyways, but you know, I think you could shape it to the way you need. The temperatures have kind of gone down a bit, so it's not as hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to be fine by doing that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Mary. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next? All right. We got a little bit of something going on here, so we'll keep on keeping on. Our phone number again, that's all good. Real quick, the number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Markle's in New Hampshire.
Markle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I got a couple of questions. Thank you. Help me. First of all, is the rhubarb. I acquired many years ago a plant they really call the strawberry rhubarb. And it's supposed to have, it's smaller than a regular rhubarb. And the shafts are probably the bigger you come. But over the years, they've diminished in size. Now they're the size of my little finger. I keep feeding them. Last year, I gave them two bags of calminol, you know, dry calminol. And then I've also supplemented with some of the granular tensicore. And they're not doing good. What should I be feeding them?
Now, how long ago did it happen? Did you plant them?
Well, this has been diminishing over 10 years. Each year they seem to be a little bit smaller.
Okay. Have you divided them ever?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and how often did you divide them? When was the last time?
Probably 3 years ago.
Okay. So they usually will say every 2 to 3 years. But so the ones that you've divided have all started to stay small as well?
Yeah. They're all the same, you know, like the shafts are very, very small. And so they don't get to at least the pole, I mean, when they're, you know, the size of your thumb, you know, the big ones. I let the rest of them, you know, do their thing.
Okay, but, so... usually what will happen is about 2 to 3 years it takes for it to really develop to get that bigger rhubarb. Sometimes what they'll say is they'll get smaller because they're overcrowded based on the plant size. When you split it, how big was the plant that you split? Was it just maybe 2 or 3 buds or was it, you know, bigger than that?
Oh, no, bigger than that. Yeah, okay. Bigger than that. That's what I was going to do this year. What's the best time to transplant?
So I'd wait a little bit of time, do it in the fall. Sometimes they'll say to do it in the – a lot of times they'll say do it in the spring just to get it so it has that full season to really get its roots developed. So that might be your better bet with it. But what I'd like to see you do when you do divide it this year, only get about 2 to 3 shoots. Okay,
so
smaller transplanting based on when it's big, they tend to overcrowd, so each one is trying to get bigger, but they all don't have that room to get bigger. They want it in a smaller section, so 2 to 3 buds or shoots is what you're looking to do. Again, I know I had said you could do it this fall, but I'd wait till the spring. Just so you have that full season for the roots to develop.
Okay.
Early spring, when you start to see a little bit of those buds pop up, that's when you would divide it. And again, it's 2 to 3 buds or shoots and spread them out nicely so they have a lot of room to grow. The fertilization, you can do that, you know, normally, I'd start off the beginning of the season, maybe adding some biotone starter when you do the transplant. So that biotone starter from Espoma helps with transplant shock, helps when it gets that division, it'll help it grow stronger a little bit quicker for you and take away some of that shock that happens. And from there, be using, you know, a liquid type fertilizer.
Yeah, use Miracle-Gro.
Yeah, that would be fine to do every couple weeks when it's growing for you. But again, it's going to take about 2 to 3 years for it to start to get a little bit thicker. But I think they're not. I think they're too compact still. They're still too tight, and that could be some of the reason. I mean, if you're looking to do something now, maybe take one of the plants and divide it now. And see how it does, and maybe that, you know, as like a test spot to see if that's going to help you get ahead. And then you'll be able to see in the spring if it comes back fully and what's going to happen to it. Maybe, you know, try something out. But again, usually early spring is the best time to divide.
Very good. Now, the other question was on a peony.
Okay.
I have a very beautiful red peony.
Let me do this real quick. We're going to go to a break, so I don't want to cut you off. Hang tight with me. When we come back in a couple minutes, we'll get to that peony question. I don't want it to run over and then we don't get the question answered for you. So hang tight. Everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we had a couple questions in regards to peony. We never got to answer it, so...
Okay, it was probably last spring, and the plant it's been in place for probably 8 to 10 years. And I wanted to move it out to another location with my pink one. I have a beautiful pink one. And it was probably, the stalks were probably about, maybe 12 inches high. And I did a big circle around it with the spade and kept the clump together so I didn't disturb the roots. I didn't want to disturb the roots. And I moved it out and put it about 4 feet from my pink one. And I've kind of baby it all ever since, and it's not doing good. Well, I fertilized it with Miracle-Gro, and I put some granular 10-6-4 on it also. Why have I got one that's thriving 4 feet away, and this one won't take?
Well, so... You know, when did you transplant it? When did you say?
Early last spring. It happened when it was first coming up. And I thought that's, you know, I'd give the season to take root. And the leaves have been sort of curled on it. Not, in other words, it's not what it should be.
Yeah, so the leaves, they pop up, but they're not as full as the others, or?
Yeah, the leaves are there, but they're sort of curled.
Okay. And obviously, there was no flowers?
No, I didn't get any flowers at all this year. The other one did, but 4 feet away. That's thriving. Beautiful.
Yeah, so So with peonies, it does take a few years for it to reflower, especially after being transplanted. So the flowering part could take up to 3 years before it will really get into that full growth to it. Being close to the other one, you kind of look at it and say, you know, why is this one doing this and the other one doing nothing? I'd like to see you in the beginning of the season use more of like a plant tone on there, or even use like a, you know, you could use the all-purpose, like a 10-10-10 earlier in the spring to yeah. give it something. They maybe use for fertilizing, are you using just like the green and yellow box of Miracle-Gro?
Yeah.
Okay. Using that, you know, every couple weeks, and then maybe adding in a bloom booster. The bloom booster, the reason why I'm going to say the bloom booster, it's not going to push the blooms on it this, you know, the first couple years. But what it's going to do is with that heavy middle number, it will also help root development. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So that middle number is not just for blooms, it's for root development. And the root development is going to help you long term. Okay, you could even actually do some of that now, using some of that, it's a purple, I believe it's purple, top to it on the, Miracle-Gro if you wanted to go with them.
Oh, yeah.
There's other companies that will have bloom boosters specifically, but that has a heavy middle number. That middle number is not only for blossoms, but it is for root development. And I think the root development is going to help you allow your peony to be stronger. This first season, it's going through some growing pains, so that's probably what's happening. The other thing you could look at doing is Natural Alternatives has a product called Protolizer. Protolizer isn't a fertilizer, but it works with the fertilizer and allows that fertilizer to become more active and more ready for the plant versus just maybe going through. That Protolizer, it actually will help weaker plants to become stronger. It's going to help with that root development as well. So maybe adding something along those lines, it's going to, you know, beneficially attack the root system and help it grow stronger that way.
Well, that's great. I want to thank you very much. I appreciate your courtesy, and we'll give it a shot and see what happens.
No problem. Good luck. And, again, you know, I think it's you're just a couple seasons away from it reblooming. Even though it was established before, the transplant shock has almost brought it back to square one a little bit when it comes to the blooming and growth, etc. So
even though don't disturb the roots, did the roots get cut?
Probably did get cut a little bit, and that's what shocked it a bit. Just coming out of the ground is going to shock it. So, you know, that it's almost like you're starting over. So it might just take a couple seasons to get there.
That's great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. We're going into a break. We'll be back with the 8 o'clock hour, but give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.